This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Start building your arc, baby.
Oh my goodness. Wow, wow, wow. I hope everybody's been up since 2:40 like we were this morning.
Is it raining?
I think it might be. I saw a weather gauge, one of those weather, you know, water gauges that somebody had an Independence that I think Fox 4 tweeted.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It out this morning, already 5 inches of rain in that thing. I saw Nick Bender of Channel 9 tweeted a video of Brush Creek down on the plaza. If you're on the plaza this morning, you are going to get washed away. That thing is overflowing down there. But my God, what a rainstorm last night, huh?
Yeah, according to the National Weather Service of Kansas City, the Metro update, flooding across the Metro region. Missouri side, 169 southbound past 9 highway is closed. Closed on the Kansas side, at least this was 30 minutes ago, I-635 northbound I-70, or at I-70, I-635 southbound exit to 135, or I-35 northbound, I-35 northbound at Lamar, I-35 southbound at Lamar. It's just, it's really heavy.
Yeah, it really is, man. I'm not gonna sit here and sugarcoat this one. I drove in a little bit slower this morning because of all that rain and the ponding and all that stuff. And I got off at Shawnee Mission Parkway at 35 this morning. I'm like, look at all these semi trucks out there. And I just passed, you know, the scout system that said I-35 is closed. I'm like, why are all these semis out here this morning? Oh, that's because I-35 is closed. And so if you're getting yourself up this morning and thinking about going to work, I just lay in bed a little bit longer and listen to us, because you probably are going anywhere, you know, at this time of day with all those road closures out there. And there's a ton of them, man. There is a ton of them out there. It is an unbelievable morning, man.
I thought about playing the Weezer song, Going Surfing.
Yeah.
You take your car to work, I take my board. Yeah. That's what I felt like this morning. I was like, good Lord, man. Because you guys get hit with everything like 30 minutes before I do.
Yeah.
And then it moves east towards Lee Summit. And I woke up this morning, and Engineer Sterling was nice enough to let us know that, hey, there's flash flooding going on in the state. Drive safe. If you need to take a little time, take a little time. And then, I mean, almost like uncanny, I opened my door out of my bedroom, and bang, a huge lightning strike hits. I look outside, and it sounds like, you know, a horror scene from Jumanji.
Yeah.
And I look out there, and it's just pouring rain. It was quite the adventure this morning.
It really was, man. That lightning last night, the thunder, all that kind of stuff. I think the dog was in the bathtub at 2:41 last night, and so we had to put the weighted blanket on her. I feel bad for the pets, man.
Oh, I thought she was just trying to put sweat in the bathtub.
No. Done with that.
Yep.
she just wanted to be safe in the bathtub. I feel so bad for her. Like, what are you supposed to do? She's trying to hide under chairs and couches and things. It's just really, really, really sad. And so she's in the bathtub with a weighted blanket on her right now, and I'm sure she'll probably stay in there for the next couple of days, because it's not like it ends and dissipates and she decides, oh, I'm going to come out and go see what's going on. Ooh. She's scared to death for the next 24 to 48 sure. hours, you know?
Fool me once.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Have you tried the Thunder shirt?
Yeah, no, I have not. Does that work?
I don't know. I've heard mixed reviews, obviously. For some dogs it does, and for some dogs it does. But it's right. just a weighted, you know, shirt that you tuck or you Velcro around them that kind of makes them feel like they're being held. I don't know.
Right.
It could help.
Maybe. I don't know.
But
saw,
yeah, she's obviously severe.
Yeah, so, yeah. She is. And I saw some, like, ear things I was telling you guys about the other day that you put on your dog. Yeah. They're, like, cone ears that are supposed to, like, noise canceling and all this kind of stuff. She's going to rip those off in 2 seconds. No dog
sure.
wants to walk around with earphones on. I mean, like, it's not for them. And so, yeah, it's really sad. I feel bad for them. But the kids were up this morning. Like, everybody's been up since 2:40. I mean, it's been ridiculous. And so I'm sure everybody's up this morning going, what do I do now? And by noon, everybody's going to be exhausted because they put in a full day's work. I mean, it's insane out there right now, man. So good thing there's no schools or anything like that. We don't have to worry about buses and all that today. But if you're driving around out there, you better be safe, because this thing is nuts.
According to Legion Hoops, Mac, the report is that the Celtics are current favorites to land Damian Lillard.
Wow.
Okay. Via Brett Siegel via the NBA.
Weird move.
Well, you mean you get both those guys back in 2 years, tank this year, have a,
He's
you know.
35.
Dame time, dude.
Yeah. Dame time, yeah, with 2018 was Dame time.
Only got 4 inches here in Raytown. Maybe this is why I'm divorced. Oh.
Yeah.
Start early. Behave. We have Diddy Matthews in studio today from 8:30 to 10 to celebrate his bachelor party / himself.
That's Woo. Right. Yes.
I'm going to be on my best behavior. I wore a Royals hoodie.
Yep.
From 18 years ago.
But still the best hoodies that we've gotten throughout the run, right? Like, if you're looking back at the last 11 years, the first, like, Always October hoodie that you're wearing right now, everybody still wears it. They were great hoodies back then, man. They're comfortable. They're awesome. They're great material. Everybody still rolls those out. Even though you got your new one after the playoffs were over last year, and you paid full price for
playoffs
it.
Playoffs were over.
Royals were over. Well, that's what I mean. Yeah, the Royals playoffs were over. You paid full price for it. You're still wearing that one from 2014,
that's right.
2015.
It's just comfy,
whatever. It is. They're great hoodies.
It's my Thunder jacket.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, maybe some people were a little scared last night of the Shane Gillis operations that went up.
SGA is here. Give it up for SGA. Hell yeah, bro. And now everybody sitting around him is in foul trouble.
That's awesome.
Two-time WNBA All-Star Brittany Hicks is here. Give it up for Brittany, everybody. I'm joking around. That's my friend's wife. I knew none of you knew WNBA players. That's crazy. You clap for that.
He was really good last night. He's really funny last night. But it's proof that like when you are emceeing something or on a stage, the inflection of your voice, people just react to that. Ladies and gentlemen, it's John Johnson in the crowd. Hey! And everybody's clapping. Nobody knows who it is. And whatnot. But that was so funny last night.
I heard of him.
By Shane Gillis. I thought he was really good. And then you read on X and people obviously hated it, didn't like it, and thought he bombed and did that stuff. And that's comedy, man. Like, it's okay to laugh every once in a while. It's okay to be a little uncomfortable every once in a while. They always say in sports, get comfortable being uncomfortable. And sometimes it's okay to smile. It's okay to laugh. For the last, 15 years or so, I think we've all taken everything way too seriously in this country. And Shane Gillis got up there. He offended everybody last night. It was very reminiscent to me, because I did go back and watch it last night, and I don't know if you guys have ever seen it, though, the Norm Macdonald stand-up intro, whatever it was, for the ESPYs when they were in year six, like 98, 99. And I was crying watching Norm Macdonald do that stand-up yesterday and do that intro. And Shane Gillis gave him credit for it as well when he used the OJ joke, which is hysterical, in his opening monologue. But, I mean, back then, when Norm Macdonald got up there, he literally attacked everybody and went after every single person that he could possibly go after. Mm. And everybody laughed and everybody had a good time. And then, we all got serious. And then Shane Gillis did his thing last night. And I thought he was pretty funny, man. I really think Shane Gillis is a funny human being. And he's going to be in Kansas City this weekend. And I'm upset I'm not going to be able to be here to see it.
Saturday the 19th, he's going to be here. Which is literally this Saturday.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'll be gone as well. Cause I looked at it like a month ago. I was like, ooh, I'm going to go see him. Cause I haven't really been to a comedy show. Mm-hmm. I went to one. It wasn't funny. It was like a, random dude that my ex really thought was hilarious. It wasn't funny at all. And that was a fight that night. Cause she goes, you didn't really laugh a lot. I go, it wasn't really funny. That was the end of that night.
Okay.
So now we're single. But no, I thought the Shane Gillis thing was funny. It's like, Travis Hunter, congratulations on the Heisman Trophy winner. That's something they can't take away from you unless you you're a woman and a server. All right. Nobody liked that one. All right. Next one.
Because I don't think anybody got that one. I mean, even though he set it up, like everybody in that crowd last night was not born when the OJ thing was going on. And so maybe they can't relate to that. I don't know. What it was. I like the one that he used with Shador Sanders as well. Hey, you went 13-12 and almost won that Alamo Bowl and they retired your jersey. Yeah, that's why they retired your jersey.
Nepotism.
Nothing to do with your dad.
Yeah. It's hilarious. Wish I could watch the Open. TV that Binkley broke is still broken.
Still busted.
So can't watch golf, Binkley. Thank you very much. As Shane Lowry just hit a massive putt for birdie. Your leaderboard we can go through all day. Lee Westwood is in second place at 4-under. It looks like this guy's name. Let's see if I can get this right. This is Jacob Olesen. Olesen? O-L-E-S-E-N. It's probably Olsen.
I think it's pronounced Oofhazen.
Yeah. Westwood in second, H.T. Lee in third, Hogard in fourth, and then the American Goddarup, Chris Goddarup, looks like Shane Gillis, literally, is in fourth
Chris
place.
Chris Goddarup and told her to go make breakfast, huh?
Mm. And then some other names that are in there, Brooks Koepka is tied for 12th at minus one. Scottie Scheffler, of course, is tied for 12th at minus one. Yeah. Got her up. Yeah.
So Chris got her up to do what this morning? Please text line, right? 913-586-7965. Chris got her up to?
Show her the 4 inches.
Yes.
Tell that guy 4 inches of fury at 90 miles per hour does damage.
I know that I'm hard.
The man's name is Chris Gotterup.
And tonight's pitching matchup is Felter Bubich. I thought it'd be funny if, like, the whole time Denny's in studio, I just don't break character and we have to figure out who's who.
Who's the real Denny? It. Yeah.
That's a really good question, Denny. Dusty, thank you very much. Yeah. Anyways, Denny, when did you get married? Well, Dusty, honestly, it was about 5 years ago. There's a ball outside as the games continue. Wait, there's games on today? I didn't think they started till Friday. Pour some more of that Prosecco, please.
Yeah.
Here's from the 816 about the weather. My 4-year-old son slept through the entire thing. Not lucky. Sure how to feel about that. Dogs did not. Is it time for a cocktail yet?
Yes, it is. That's what I'm saying, man. People have been up since 2 o'clock this morning, right? Whether it's been your kids, your dogs, whatever it is. Everybody in the city has been up since 2:45 or so this morning.
When do you get your cocktail today? 11?
No, I probably, I don't know. Maybe on the plane, maybe not. I don't know. Just to kind of depends.
You got to ride the airport
feeling.
With your wife.
Yeah.
I know sometimes that can be stressful.
Very stressful. Yeah. Absolutely. Very stressful.
So
yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Bob got her up to start drinking at 11.
That's right. Yeah.
From the 913, Chris got her up to break down Amazon boxes.
Yes. Well played.
From the 816, Chris got her up to put a load in the laundry. Chris got her up, comfort him over Justin Ross getting cut. You know, Justin Ross got, yeah.
Yeah.
That one fell flat.
Yeah, that really did.
I don't know how that one made it in there.
Yeah. Wasn't supposed to be in there, was it?
I don't know.
Yeah, that was a flat one.
Coming up on the other side, I want to get to some all-star viewership that might blow your mind. And also, we get back into pick one in the NFC, AFC, NFL. Who gives a rip? Nixon 5, 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Whoever that bozo was doing the armpit fart thing, come on, man.
Catch Royals insider Josh Fournier every Monday at 8:20 right here on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Is everybody going off right now? We got the emergency warning going on right now. Flash flood in effect for this area until 8:45 this morning. This is a dangerous and life-threatening situation. Do not attempt to travel unless you are fleeing an area subject to flooding or under an evacuation order. So that is going on right now. So we're in a flood watch until about 8:45 this morning. So just sit back, grab a cup of coffee, listen to us, watch us on the YouTube, put it on your TV, and have a good morning, man. Have a good morning and have a safe morning. Really.
This is from Nick Vassos on X. Truck stalls out at northbound I-35 past the Paseo, blocking a couple of lanes, backing up into downtown. And then he thanks Holly. I assume that's the person that's out there. From the 816, Chris got her up to wash her BBL stinky. So there's that
BBL
one as well.
BBL stinky.
But I do want to bring up this little note because the All-Star game was 2 nights ago and we figured that the results would come in about how many people were watching it. Baseball, again, we've talked about all years on a renaissance and an uptick and is actually thriving. Bob Nightingale tweeted that the 7.2 million viewers of the All-Star game is the largest TV audience since 2017, reflecting in the increase in regular season ratings, the first half of the MLB season, and now, of course, the All-Star game. People are watching. Baseball is seemingly back. And it's good to see.
You know, I saw Alex Rodriguez the other day say that Rob Manfred has basically,
and this is via households.
Yeah. Has basically said, you know, Rob Manfred has saved baseball and he should be put in the Hall of Fame. And I'm like, all right, let's tap the brakes a little bit here on, you know, on all of this. We don't, not just because you're commissioner, do you belong, you know, in the Hall of Fame. A lot of Rob Manfred's, you know, commissioner legacy is going to be determined, Dusty, in the next 18 months with this looming labor situation. Mm-hmm. And you read those numbers right there. Everything you just said, baseball needs to take to heart and say, we cannot suffer losing games or missing games or having a work stoppage or a labor situation that gets in the way. The owners have already talked to the players. They're going to lock them out at the end of next season if there is no labor agreement. And that's fine if you want to lock somebody out in November, December, all that kind of stuff. Mm. But once that calendar flips and you get to that first of the year and people are getting ready for spring training and the next season, you better get your stuff figured out. And there's other words I'd like to use, but I'm not allowed to because of the FCC, right? And so you've got to get your stuff. Yeah, right. Your ish, you know, kind of figured out and not have a labor situation because right now you are on a rise. You
on the come.
Yeah. Big time, man. Like you were a sport that wasn't relevant. And now you've got stars in the games. Games are going fast. The league is listening to the fans and doing what the fans want. And then all of a sudden you're going to put this to a screeching halt because you're going to have a labor dispute where, you know, 10% of the players are making 75% of the money in Major League Baseball right now. And you're going to have a labor dispute and you're going to fight in the public. We've seen these baseball fights take place before. You've got players that are out of touch with how the country works and how people scrape and claw every 2 weeks to get a paycheck. You got owners that want a salary cap in place, and it's probably going to get very, very ugly. And it's not what baseball needs at this point in time. Baseball needs to find a way to get their labor dispute figured out behind the scenes and announce that they've got a done deal. Because right now, man, you're in such a great spot. If you go to a labor dispute, you miss games, you miss spring training, I think you miss a lot of fans, and I think a lot of people forget about you again.
It also sounds like they need to recall Tony Clark.
Yeah, probably so.
He seems like a problem.
He really does, yeah.
He seems like the guy that seems out of touch. He seems like the guy that's not trying to have these sort of conversations, kind of shutting the door before they approach him. Kind of like the salesman that you don't want to see come to your front door. Like, nope, we're not here. Because he doesn't want to have a salary cap, let alone a salary floor, from what I've seen.
Right.
And he has a very aggressive look these days.
He really does. He really does, right? That beard and how tall he is and whatnot. But, you know, the salary cap thing, look, every sport has a salary cap. The most successful sport in the United States of America is the NFL, and they have the salary cap, right? But they also have that salary floor. You have to spend 80% of the cap or otherwise you're in trouble. And all the teams seemingly do that. I think there was a COVID year where the Raiders didn't or something like that. But that's what you need to have in baseball. It's not just about the salary cap. The salary cap thing is such a buzzword and it's low-hanging fruit. To me, it's more about the salary floor, Dusty. And if you get all of these salaries up where you can't have teams like Pittsburgh and Miami and some of these other, you know, poop bird teams that aren't spending any money, that's where you get the benefit of having, we're going to put a cap in, but we're also going to put a floor in and force these, you know, other losing teams to go out there and spend money. And that's what you want, because if you have a floor, that raises all salaries as well. Mm-hmm. And so the players can fight about a cap, but the most successful sports entity in the United States today deals with a salary cap. And that's why they are, in my opinion, the most successful entity in sports today.
Yeah, because the NBA has one, but it's like, what, you can get up to like three max contracts. So like,
is it three, really?
I thought it was. Is it not?
The new CBA, yeah, I think it's two.
Two, okay.
Yeah, and so, then yeah, the big threes are of old.
Because that's what the Thunder did, right? They did Chet and they did SGA this offseason.
Yeah, and they got J-Dub, but it wasn't like a supermax. The language is weird, right? The NBA, but yes.
The NBA has one, even though it's like egregious.
Yeah.
It's still there to where you can't be the Yankees or the Dodgers or whatever. Like, you still have to draft well.
Mm-hmm.
You still have to develop. And you still need to go find superstars to build around your team. And Pittsburgh is one of those teams because Pittsburgh has O'Neill Cruz, Paul Skeens, and both those guys will not play for Pittsburgh in 3 years.
That's exactly right. And that's a shame. And that's, it sucks for Pirate fans. Like, you lose your players. And let me ask you guys this in a real quick poll on the text line as well. If baseball does go into a work stoppage, but they do come back with a cap and floor, are you back? Because I've always thought people would be back. But then I thought about COVID, dude, and remembering COVID sports was taken away from us and we found other things to do very, very fast. That's the situation that baseball's in right now. The last time in 94, they shut it down. There were three TV channels and nobody had anything to do, right? So everybody kind of meandered back, and some people still complain today about the 94 strike. Move on from that. But if baseball were to go away today, I think COVID has told us something moves away. You just find something else to do. And that's the fear that baseball has to have in the back of their mind. There are a million options out there for our entertainment. If you take that entertainment piece away, people will find other things to do. They will move along in their lives. And when you come back, then you're going to have to fight to get those fans back. That's why you can't go into a lockout. You just got to get this thing figured out. And the All-Star Game numbers, as you mentioned, basically double the Pro Bowl, double what we saw in the NBA All-Star Game. People like baseball right now. It's in the best spot it's been since McGuire and Sosa, Dusty. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, I feel like we're in a great spot right now with this game. And the last thing that I want to do is see them F it all up because they can't get this labor thing figured out that nobody in America can relate to. And that ultimately ends up being the problem in this. It's billionaires fighting with millionaires, and none of us have a feel for it. Just get your ass out there and play the game.
Yeah, I mean, I'll never be anywhere from baseball. Like, I'll always, I'll always go into baseball. It's just the way it is.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
I survived steroids. I survived the strike in 94.
Right.
And yet here I am still. So it's still, it's still there, no matter what. But no, I think that, the young kids are playing. The thing that hurts me the most, if it does, go on a strike or miss a year, is that's a year taken away from Bobby's prime.
Sure it is.
That's a year taken away from Cags's, soon to be prime, hopefully. That's a year going away from, all these guys like Chase Burns and Paul Skeens,
yep,
and Tatis. And then you look at these guys that are on the end of their years, right? You look at like guys like Mike Trout. Maybe right. We never see him
never
again.
See him again.
He's like, screw this, I'm out. Bryce Harper's like, I've had enough, I'm out.
Right.
I mean, I don't think that would be the case. But I mean, a 1 year off and then you come back, you got basically, it's almost 2 years because you have the off season, then you miss a whole year, then you have the beginning of the new season, then you would start. And I think there would be some people that would be like, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm out.
I've got the NFL
interested.
That starts in July because Chiefs training camp does start in less than a week and a half next Tuesday. Don't forget, August 2nd. I know we're kind of far out from that. August 2nd, your boy Mac Morey will be hosting his show, and his co-host will be your boy truly, myself. So, Mac, you've never been to a training camp?
I have not been yet.
So we get to lose your V card.
Yeah.
You get to lose your Veach card at training camp. So bring a couple towels, an extra shirt, a bucket of ice.
Yes.
And have breakfast ready in the car.
Can't wait.
But no, let's get back into the NFL because we did this the other day where you pick one. I'll give you two names. You tell me which one you'd rather have, and I'll give you a reason why I'm choosing these two names. Better year this year to have one, Barkley or Henry?
That's a tough one because it's running back regression year, but I'm going to take Saquon Barkley. I love the guy who accepted his award last night, and I don't remember who it was. And he goes, if Barkley was up here, he'd thank his team because this is a team sport because the team really helped him turn around and jump over that guy backwards.
That's great.
Go Birds.
Nice.
Yeah, go Birds. I don't know who that was, but I was like, that's money right there. I love that. Yeah. So I'll go with Barkley.
You're taking Saquon?
Yeah.
I'll take Derrick Henry. Yeah, I'll take Derrick Henry.
He's got one more in him?
One more dominant year in him. Yeah, he's got two-time MVP next to him, who's the best running QB. Yeah, I'll get it. Yeah, second best roster in the NFL probably.
Okay.
Behind Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, I was gonna say behind who? Yeah,
behind Barkley. Yeah.
We move on to receivers because these were their top two leading receivers in yards last year going into week three. Those two names are Rashee Rice and Nico Collins.
I'm getting Rashee Rice on my board because I think Rashee Rice is going to have a big year, man. I do. I think he's going to have a lot of fun. I think Patrick Mahomes is going to be like, yeah, let's go, baby. So me, I'll take Rashee Rice.
Yeah, absolutely. Same here.
Better quarterback, too.
Yep, and Nico's.
Yeah. But that makes a difference.
For sure.
It does. Well, yeah.
And Rice has his running mates next to him. Tank Dell's not
there. Tank Dell's
in the
not
Texans.
There.
Yeah,
he ain't walking through that door, as they like to say.
Which would make you kind of think that Nico could have a big year.
Could.
For sure.
And we know that the chemistry between CJ Stroud and Nico Collins is very nice.
Yep. But they also got rid of his entire offensive line. And, I just think the veteran Mahomes, and I like CJ Stroud, obviously. I've been talking about him for 2 years. So. But I just think Rashee Rice is going to have one of those years, man.
Bryce Young or Caleb Williams?
Bryce Young.
Oh, wow.
Caleb Williams is easy.
He's got a rookie tight end, Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm. Colston Loveland.
Yep. Got a rookie wide receiver that'll be his fourth option.
Yeah, right around there. Luther Burden. Yeah,
Luther Burden's there. DJ Moore.
DJ Moore. Roma Dunze. Yep.
Who's their running back in Chicago?
It'll be Swift, right?
Walter Payton.
Walter Pennington?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Man, I'm really excited, though, to see what Bryce Young does this year.
Yeah. He had a nice end to his season last year.
He kind of got humbled a little bit.
Yeah.
They threw in the red rifle or the red rocket. Mm-hmm. And speaking of rockets, have you guys seen the McGregor picture yet?
I have not.
Okay. He's holding it up with the device.
I'm good.
Okay. And anyways, so Bryce Young, though, last year when he came back, played really well against the Chiefs, right?
He did.
Yeah, he did,
looked
man.
Looked good. And then that kind of gave him some momentum throughout the rest. I mean, that was a good defense to play well against. And then he looked decent throughout the second half. Maybe the gear started to slow down a little bit. The pictures started to develop faster in the field of play. And then there's Caleb Williams as well, right? Like, they built that offensive line. They went and got your boy, Joe Tooney. They went and drafted a weapon in a tight end and a wide receiver.
Yeah.
And he's got a quarterback or a coach that maybe can speak to quarterbacks a little bit easier than the ones in the prior past in Chicago. So I'm excited for both. If I had to pick one, I'm going to take Caleb because the options of offense are there. Like, Bryce Young has still got a receiver in Xavier Legette that's really good, but he also has Adam Thielen. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'd take the offense around Caleb.
Is Adam Thielen older than me at this point in time?
You wish.
He's still kicking. They got Tet McMillan, too, in that first round. We'll see how
Matt
he does.
Matt McMillan, good guy.
Yeah, love Matt.
We go to running backs who I think will be one or two in the rankings this year via Fantasy, Mac. That show will probably start up soon. Jahmyr Gibbs or Bijan Robinson?
See, I look at Gibbs and Robinson. I think Joe Gibbs versus John Robinson in the 80s as coaches, but I'll go Jahmyr Gibbs.
Mm.
I'll go Bijan. Man, it's tough. I mean, there's no wrong
they
answer.
Have
these
the,
guys are,
they
you gotta
both
have Bijan on a turkey sandwich.
No doubt.
The best.
Cold turkey. Yeah. Because they both have that other guy. Algier, Bijan Robinson's like Achilles heel. And then DeMont over there is Gibbs. But now both these guys are advanced into their league. So how much do we see the other guy is my question. That's where I would like.
The other guy could be with these two, I would use him as a third down guy, like a third of the time guy.
Because the way Detroit used their running backs last year, they would start with Montgomery or start with Gibbs, and then the second quarter they'd switch to the other guy, and then the second half, depending on where the game was, one got more than the other. I mean, Dave Montgomery was balling last year.
Yeah, a lot of the time it was like from 20 to the next, 40, it was Montgomery, and then once they got to the other side of the field, all right, Gibbs, all you.
Because Gibbs and Robinson are both premier running backs of this league.
So what are we judging it on? Yards, touchdowns, when you say who has the better year, what's the deciding for total yards?
Yeah, because both can go out there on a wheel route and turn into 65.
Yeah, that's the other thing, because you've got receiving yards, too, with
touchdowns are tough because the way they do it now in the NFL, it could be like Jahmyr Gibbs. It's like the Jamal Charles 2012 year, right? Where, like, you go down the field with Jamal the whole way, and then it's like, here you go, Thomas.
Right.
And you're like, oh, my God, dude. Like, 185 yards rushing, zero touchdown. Thomas Jones, 4 carries, 3 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, again, though, but still, it was the best thing that Todd Haley did as the coach here was to keep Jamal Charles fresh. I mean, that's what you have to do with running backs in this league. Yeah. And so if you have a luxury like some teams do where you got 1A, 1B, or even 1 and 2, you got to utilize both of those guys so you have them at the end of the year.
We'll speed it up a little bit. I'll give you Ash and Genty, and then I'll give you the field for rookies.
I'll
what do you want to
Genty.
Think?
Genty.
Yeah, it's scary. You know where he plays.
I do. Las Vegas. Yeah,
dude. The silver and black, baby. Mm-hmm.
He's going to be so good.
And you know what Pete Carroll's going to do? Turn that dog into Marshawn Lynch,
no,
man.
Yes, he is. Yeah, that's 100%. A great call by you. Hell yes,
I mean,
he is. Yes, he is.
Maybe he'll give him the ball in the one when it matters.
My God, how good would that be? They're at the one-yard line on opening day.
Play action.
Opening day, they hand it right off to Genty. And
boom.
That's happening. Mark the tape right now. Week one, opening season or opening week of the NFL, the Raiders will have a play at the one-yard line, and they will hand it to Genty. And he will go in for the score. And everybody will go, should have done that in the Super Bowl.
We move on to rookie wide receivers, Emeka Ogbuka. Is how I say that?
Emeka Ogbuka?
Ogbuka. And Luther Burden.
I'll go with Luther Burden. Root for the
M-I-Z,
local kid.
Baby.
Yeah, the rookie on the Buccaneers and then the rookie over in Chicago. I'll go with...
Because Ogbuka got in some trouble, right? Is that wrong?
I
thought he got
think
in
so.
Some trouble.
Okay. I don't think so. I'll go with Ogbuka because I think we talked about Chris Godwin yesterday.
Good
it looks
point.
Like his injury. They're trying to get him ramped up, but I don't know if he'll be ready. I'll go Ogbuka.
Okay.
Luther Burden for me. He'll have a better year than Roma Dunze.
Whoa. Yeah, mark that, too.
Right.
That's
mark
a big
the tape.
One.
We go to wide receivers in the NFC East. Both these guys, I think, are underappreciated because they're very good, but, I mean, maybe not. I maybe be hyperbolic there. CeeDee Lamb or A.J. Brown?
A.J. Brown.
Ooh.
Better quarterback, better coach, better system.
CeeDee Lamb, better quarterback.
Better throwing quarterback, which is what you need in this situation.
Yeah.
Plus, he's got, Pickens on the other side?
Yeah.
So we don't know if he'll be alone or if he'll be with him for after the season.
Exactly.
We'll find out. Chiefs offense or Bengals offense?
Yeah, Chiefs.
Chiefs, gets the win over the Bengals, though?
I think so.
You're taking Rice and Worthy over Higgins and Chase?
Well, yeah, and plus Mahomes, and plus the play caller of
Andy Reid.
Yeah,
I am interested to see how similar these offenses look this year.
Yeah,
because if you're not up there with the Bengals offense this year, then eesh.
Yeah,
right? I want to see some numbers.
Well, the Bengals offense, though, I think that's going to be an outlier because they're going to have to score 40 to have a chance to win. The Chiefs aren't going to have to score 40. The Bengals are going to have to score 40.
Yeah.
They're going to have to be the 2018 Chiefs. And that's a good point. That's a really good point.
Maybe they're done with this Mickey Mouse crap where it's like, you know what? 17 to 24, that's good. No, Pat, go out there and make it 31.
Yep.
Do it. We do the last one of Would You Rather. NFC North total wins or AFC North total wins?
I have to look at the other divisions they're playing, but I'll go NFC North off the top of my head.
I'm going AFC North because everybody gets to play the Browns. And in the NFC North, there's not really a gimme. You know, as much as I'm not a huge Green Bay fan at this point, they're not a gimme.
No.
I think the Browns are kind of a gimme right now for those guys in there, and they're not going to beat a lot of teams. So having the Browns in there brings that whole thing down. So total wins, NFC, AFC North, I'll take.
And you took NFC North?
Yeah, I'll take NFC North.
Okay. I like the NFC North. I think there's three teams there that could win 10 games.
I think the Packers,
Vikings, and Lions could all win 10 games. The Bears are the wild card. Can they get over the 9.5? I think that's their number in Vegas. We go to worst to first. Who's your team that you think could go worst to first?
I mean, this is lame because I think we're all going to have – I think it's one of two. I think it's either the 49ers or the Patriots, I think. Those are the two teams that I think have the best opportunity to do it. I don't think the Patriots are going to do it because I still think Buffalo for now is the class of that division. And I don't know that the 49ers are necessarily going to do that because I still think the Rams are the class of that division. But I think it's got to be one or the other. I'm not a buyer of the Saints, the Bears, the Giants, the Raiders, the Titans, or the Browns right now.
Yeah, I'll go Niners. I think you're right, Bob. I mean, it's like one of that, or you make a hot take somewhere in there in the middle. But yeah, I'm just a year off from the Patriots. I was hot on them a couple months ago, but I kind of cooled down. I came down to my senses. They're a 9 or 10 win team, but Buffalo's going to be that 11, 12, 13
win team. Yeah, they just are. Yeah, they just are. And so, I mean, somebody is going to go worst to first. Probably two teams will go worst to first.
Yes.
And 50% of the NFL playoff field every year is new, right? So every year it turns over. So there's a couple of these teams that could go worse than first, but there's maybe three or four that may end up in the postseason too. Who knows?
I'm going to go with the Titans. I'm going to ride that take.
You're
man.
Doing it.
I'm taking Cam Ward and the surprise and the shock and that crappy division. So
love it.
Look, keep riding with the Titans and Buck Rising. Last one before we go to break. First coach fired.
I think it's got to be Daboll. I mean, he's got to be the leader in the clubhouse on this one, right? I mean, I think
Mac's got a good name.
Yeah, I think Mac does too. But I for me, Daboll feels like the guy. I mean, it can't be the Jets. They already fired their guy. I'm not sure the Titans and the Browns. Man, maybe the Browns, Stefanski, if they don't get off too good. But he's, you know, reigning coach of the year every other year. So he's got a resume. But no, I'm gonna go with Daboll. I think that's kind of where the smart money is. That's not where the big money win is, but I think that's where the smart money is right now.
Yeah, that's totally fair. I think we those are the only two options, Brian Daboll or mine, which is Mike McDaniel,
that's
head coach
a good one.
Of the Miami Dolphins. They just haven't beat a team over 500. He has a winning record in his 3 years, but it's barely. They haven't won a playoff game. They can't beat any good teams. His, you know, offensive system's getting old. The cool guy vaping on the sidelines like that was fun when they were winning 10, 11 games. Not fun now. Everyone's talking crap about him in post game pressers and podcasts. Yeah, give me Mike McDaniel or Brian Daboll. But really, man, like those are the two options to me. Zach Taylor, hot take.
That
if they start 1-3.
Gosh, you guys both took two names.
Sorry.
Of mine. No, I'm saying like,
but Zach Taylor, they always start slow in September.
But enough is enough.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's a time for a change. Is that what Hart once said? If you start 1-4, you're gone.
You have to be gone.
You start 0-3, you're gone.
Yeah.
That would be 3 years in a row where you have done that, and you cannot do that. But yeah, I think the two leaders in the clubhouse are Daboll and McDaniel. And I think the wild card take would be like, hey, I'm going to put some money on Zach Taylor because if that offense does go out there and score 38 points, 37 points, and 41, and they lose three of those games out of the four, they're not going to put up with that. They're not going to – again, you can't waste Burrow's prime.
Right.
You can't waste Jamar Chase's prime. They put money on the field. Now we've paid our players. We've given you what your team wants. You support your team. Go give us the wins that we need. You don't do that, man. You're in trouble.
But can you say the GM has really given him a full arsenal with no defense either, though, on that point? Is that Zach Taylor's fault? Is that the GM's fault? You know, that's
make
the question.
Work. That's fair.
But, yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right. Make it work.
Make it work. Like, last year, week one was against the Patriots.
Yeah, and you lost.
Yeah, we're not asking you to beat the Chiefs every week.
Right.
And they're four games this year. There really is no excuse for them. They start out against the Cleveland Browns. Then they then host the Jacksonville Jaguars, who some people are hot on, but still. Then they go to play rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy, and then they go to play the Broncos, which isn't easy, but still, three of those four games, they should, I mean, come on, they're going to be favored.
Look, if you're going to win the division, you're going to be a playoff team, you got to take care of business.
Yes.
I'll give you updates throughout the day. Scottie Scheffler now tied for fifth at 2-under at the Open. John Rahm also at 2-under, and Matt Fitzpatrick also there as well. Your leader is still Olsen, and then Goddard has gone down since we talked to him, now tied for 27th. Coming up on the other side, there was a story that went nuts over the weekend, or maybe it was over the week. Paranormal Activity, you get what you get. That's all I have to say. 96.5 The Fan, you're on for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Hey, what you up, man?
On your home for Kansas City Sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well on 96.5 The Fan. Don't forget, 8:30, Denny Matthews in studio. We'll have Ryan LaFever join us, George Brett will join us, Ned Yost will join us, Steve Stewart will join us, and Gene Watson will all join us to give their
Watson, yes!
story of Denny Matthews, who was getting hitched for the first time in his life. So we figure, what a way to celebrate you, Mr. Matthews, by coming into studio and having a little bit of a roundtable discussion. So he'll be here from 8:30 to 10. Him and his fiance Amy will join us. So I bought some Prosecco.
I like that.
We'll see if Denny Matthews in his life has ever had Prosecco.
Let me ask you this. Do we have cups?
there's
a cup right there.
That's a Maloney's cup if you want to use it. I'm sure it's never been used in the studio. But yeah, there's a couple over there.
All right. We got a couple of dirty glasses over there. We'll find.
Alcohol kills all germs.
That's exactly right. Yes. Spectre, we need some glasses. So come in early and bring some cups.
Right. No, I think there's some around here. But I want to bring up this story because I thought this is very interesting. I don't know why it's not a sports story. It's the summer, so we get to have some fun with some conversations. But a paranormal investigator on a creepy haunted Annabelle doll tour house.
What?
Yeah. He died in a town of Gettysburg, completely out of the blue. Dan Rivera, 54, was in Pennsylvania for his Devils on the Run tour, hauling an infamous doll across the country. When firefighters and medics rushed into his hotel Sunday night, he was dead. Rivera was dead. Rivera's death was confirmed by the New England Society of Psychic Research, where he was the lead investigator. His exact cause of death remains unclear, but it's just kind of weird that like a guy that chases paranormal activity stuff dies at a Annabelle. I'm sure you've seen the movie. Maybe not. It's kind of a haunted doll that like kills people, I think. And yeah, he passed away, man.
The doll killed them?
I don't know, man. The Gettysburg Stop, hosted by Ghostly Images of Gettysburg Tours at Soldiers National Orphanage, was a total sellout, packed for all 3 days from Friday through Sunday.
Have you ever done a ghost tour or anything like that?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
To Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the Savannah, Georgia ghost tour.
So I went to really Savannah, Georgia as a kid on the way to Myrtle Beach, which is why that's the last time I went to the beach. Yeah. I was 13 years old in Savannah, Georgia. And that's where they filmed Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
So I sat on that bench.
That's cool, isn't it?
It's awesome.
It's awesome. Oh, it's so great. Yeah.
Because you've never seen from that perspective.
Right, yeah.
You've already seen the view of the person on the bench, but you've never seen what they looked at.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Well, it's like a roundabout.
Yeah, it's just a city.
And went down there, and then we went on a ghost tour, and I don't know. I'm not really into paranormal stuff. Like, I did watch Paranormal Activity by myself in a basement with all the lights off. Never do that again.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Are ghosts and spirits the same thing?
I think you could probably. I'm not splitting hairs over that.
Because like, I lost my mother,
right?
And every once in a while, like a song will come on the patio during the afternoon, and I'll just be out there shooting the breeze, kicking it, and like a cardinal will land on the fence. I don't know why. I don't know why a random Miranda Lambert song would come on.
They say a cardinal signifies fatherhood.
Oh, I thought it was like a loved one is nearby.
Oh, I don't. I've heard fatherhood. I could be totally wrong, but I know my wife used to say, well, when you see a cardinal, that signifies fatherhood. I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay.
Maybe not.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Or maybe it just signifies family or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I just always heard, like, if you see, and I'm sure everybody has their own, like, ways about it. But yeah, this guy that was a ghost hunter goes on, like, a devil's to den tour or whatever, like, chasing paranormal, and then just randomly dies.
Yeah, that's crazy. Mac, have you ever done a ghost tour or anything like that? You know, chase ghosts and done that kind of stuff?
No, I haven't.
I have a friend of mine who did the Missouri State Prison tour at night, where you go in and you look for ghosts in the old prison in Jeff City, right?
That's
yeah,
crazy.
Or Boone County or wherever it is in the center of the state right there in that area. Yeah, you go in at like, I don't know, 9 or 10 o'clock at night, and you're there all night with like a spelunker hat on looking for ghosts and things like that.
Is
like,
that the hat that has the...
Yeah, the light, yeah. Not for me, but I mean, more power to people who would do that. It's just I don't want to stay up that late,
yeah,
quite honestly.
Exactly, yes.
In reality, the tour we did in Savannah was cool because you get to see like Savannah at night,
yeah.
And the guy that did it was really about it. Like, it wasn't like the haunted house and I Think You Should Leave, because if it was, I would have said the same thing Tim Robinson said: you can say and do anything you want to do. Splooge.
Yes, exactly.
But like it was fine. It was more so like the history that I was into.
Yeah,
it's
the
like,
history's
over
great.
Here.
Yeah.
There's a family that was completely murdered by a, you know, psychopath, and they were all buried here. And then every year, at one point throughout the month of October, a random like light will flicker, and you're like, why does that light flicker? Are they adding some, you know,
yeah,
stuff to it? Probably.
They probably are, to soup it up a little bit for people, which is fine.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's, okay.
it's entertainment. You're paying for that. You know, you want to see that kind of stuff on
yes.
the tour. Like, we every once in a while, the fan will just turn on automatically at our house.
Text line says the cardinal thing is also known as it's a loved one nearby.
Okay, so yeah.
From the 660, there's a lot of stuff out there that can't be explained. My childhood house had a lot of intense things that would happen. You're just like, I don't know. I think there's been times where like I've looked over my shoulder and I've seen like thought I saw something or felt like a presence. Nothing's there.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I just got out of the garage. So I'm like,
yeah.
You know.
So have like, you ever seen a ghost, Mac?
I have not. But you know, George Lopez says that he lives in a haunted house and there are ghosts that are like talking to each other.
Really?
And he'll hear them and be like, they're okay, they're upstairs. Like, he didn't know what it was.
You're
the
crazy
first
few
months. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
How much of that do you really like? Did you ever play with a Ouija board when you were a kid and talk to the dead?
I tried.
Did it ever work? For you, it only worked when I played with my friend Paul Kyoto back in the day, and I think obviously now looking back, this dude was moving it around.
Sure,
obviously. Aww. But like those Ouija board things, like they don't work.
No.
You know that they don't work. But I would always like to go to like a psychic for fun, or like the Long Island medium.
Yeah.
I was always very fascinated with, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then you start to listen to the questions that she asked the audience. Who in here has a mom?
I sense a name that starts with P.
Right.
Is there Paul?
There. Right. Like, she baits the people into giving
for
the
sure.
answer.
And then it's like, you've lost a loved one, haven't you? Who hasn't?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like,
we all have.
Yeah.
No, the last girl I dated, she went to a psychic, and the first thing the psychic said was run.
Yeah, and she did. Yeah, smart.
And gun.
Yeah.
And gun.
Hannah went to one, and they said there was someone important in your life with an M is coming. It was before we had met.
Seriously?
Yeah, she always talks about it. It was like a week or two before we had gotten.
Are you kidding?
Yeah,
that's just bizarre.
Yes.
That's weird. Like, that kind
weird.
Of stuff, man. That's cool.
It is cool.
Like, it gives you goosebumps. You're like, oh, my God, that's really wild.
It is insane.
But most of the stuff is lies.
For
They're
sure.
just making it up. And again, it's entertainment.
It's fun.
And you're entertained by it. Yeah.
No harm in that.
From the 816, I did a ghost tour at the Stanley in Estes Park. Told the tour I do not believe in ghosts, and they treated me like I was Jazz Chisholm the rest of the tour.
My sister just did that like last week, I think, or 2 weeks ago, the tour of Estes Park at night, the ghost thing at the Stanley Hotel.
Have you ever gone to the hotel in Weston?
No, I've not. No,
that one,
I hear that.
Yeah. That's eerie.
Yeah.
I've been there. I went there.
You're talking about the Elms and Excelsior
yes.
Springs? Yeah, yeah.
I have been there.
I heard that.
That is a weird hotel. Like, the elevator has a funk to it.
Yeah.
The carpet, you feel like you're in the Shining.
Ooh.
That's a funky hotel, dude.
Yeah,
great
a lot of people say that place is haunted up there, too.
That's
yeah.
that I will say. That is the weirdest I've ever been. Because, like, there's, like, a moon out front, and you walk in there, you go up the elevator, there's, like, a stench. I don't know if they do it on purpose. But, like, there you just kind of feel like something.
Is the stench the sulfur from the springs, though, too? Could be, you know.
Or the bodies.
Yeah, or the bodies. Yeah, or the bodies. There's no doubt about it. Yep. Where else is haunted? Is, like, Leavenworth haunted? Do they have, like, a ghost tour up there where you can go, like, around the base or the prison up there and see the ghosts?
I mean, St. Louis is haunted, but I think that's
for a different... Well, we did. Yeah, it's just a...
620, my house was a hospital in the late 1800s. Weird blank happens.
Wow, where is that at? That's cool, man.
The area code is 620. So.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
620 is like West, South Kansas or something, you know, Southern Kansas. That's crazy.
That is nuts.
Your house used to be a, how big's your joint, bro?
Yeah, seriously,
like,
man.
How big is this place?
Do you think there's ghosts in the Playboy Mansion? Like, think Hugh Hefner comes in and watches?
Oh, Hugh's definitely in there. Hugh has not left the mansion. There's no chance he left now.
Oh, that's the only time, the only 2 minutes, huh, guys? See you later. Coming up on the other side, Max Chiefs question, because we are 50 days away from the actual start to the NFL here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.